You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Today, worldwide, millions of people without thinking say, "Oh God." But who is this God they talk about?
The term God can mean many things. For the Eastern religious person, it means God within you. The New Ager says, "I am God, you are God. Everyone is a part of God, and God is a part of everyone."
On the other hand, the philosopher says, God is the ultimate concept. The atheist, he says, there is no God. So who's right? Who is God?
The Hebrew and Christian Bible tells us that before anything came into being, God existed. He was always there. The fact that someone exists outside of time is simply mind-boggling. Logic tells us someone was there first, and that first is the creator of the universe. In other words, God.
In the Book of Songs, or Psalms, the Word of God states, "Before the mountains were created, and before the earth was formed, you are God, without beginning or end."
And before we go any further, there's one thing we must know about God. It's called His immutability. Now, that's a big word, but it simply means God never changes. And the New Testament confirms it by saying, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever."
Another thing about God is He is infinite. That means He is beyond all boundaries. He is limitless and eternal. He always was and always will be. And regarding space, He is omnipresent, or everywhere at once. And then God is also all-powerful.
But there are some things God cannot do. He cannot lie. He cannot break a promise. And He cannot be anything less than God. So God alone then is the power of creation. He spoke and the universe came into being.
And He spoke when He sent His Son Jesus to earth. God's word says that He'll speak again one day and bring down the curtain on time. And with regard to knowledge, He is omniscient, which means He is all-knowing. There's nothing and no one that God doesn't know completely. In other words, He knows everything about everything, and He knows all about you and me.
Today, there's a steady decline of truth. Morality is at an all-time low, and tragically, it's Hollywood and television who are the leaders in this decline in morals, and it's getting blatantly worse. What's the answer? Can we return to a world of truth and morality?
Just before Jesus was crucified, Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, asked him, "What is truth?" Pilate didn't realize it, but there, right there, was ultimate truth staring him in the face. Jesus said on one occasion, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to God but by me."
When Jesus died on the cross, He was there paying the price for the collective sin of the world. The scriptures show us that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, gave His life for us on the cross. His sacrifice was the payment extracted by God to take away our sin.
Sir James Simpson, the discoverer of chloroform, was once asked, "What is the greatest discovery you ever made?" He replied, "The greatest discovery I ever made was that I was a lost, guilty sinner, and that Jesus Christ, the Saviour of sinners, is my Saviour."
Jesus Christ died on the cross to save us from the penalty of our sin. The Bible says God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Invite Jesus Christ into your heart by faith today.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.